time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a humble band of heroes found themselves on a whirlwind adventure. In the Outer Rim, you have to make your own destiny. This is their story.
A plot from the shadows comes to light as five Jedi Masters have to defend the Jedi Temple.
Today we are starting our story with the Order 66 one-shot. So, as we know, Order 66, man, it's whenever all the Jedi got murked. And we have our five Jedi Masters. We have our five Jedi Masters who are on duty at the Jedi Temple during this time, giving the more busy time a reprieve. But they're still on guard, doing their jobs, yada, yada, yada. So we have Master Jacob, Master Lij Mid, Master Sayera, Master Ima, and Master Aelai. Master Ima is in the library. Master Aelai and Master Sayera are in the garage. Lij Mid is in the training center on the first floor with the younglings. Master Jacob is in the grand hall. The opening, essentially, is where you're going to want to escape from. So the story begins. Our heroes see something strange. They see a large garrison approaching the Jedi Temple. And they realize this is the 501st. This is Anakin Skywalker's personal elite group of troops. And a lot of the Masters are getting very just scared and unsure. And they don't really understand what's happening. And then the troops then break through with the Grand Hall. And the five of you Jedi Masters all start communicating with each other since you're on the same shift. So all you hear is shooting and people screaming and blaster bolts being deflected. And you can see the 501st is spreading out throughout the first floor to your various positions. So people are, you know, the comms are going crazy, but then we dial it in to just you five. So we're going to roll for initiative, see who goes first. Okay, so we'll be starting with Jake and going, be going clockwise from there.
Yeah,
so,
I have a second score too.
You guys are all on comms, you are not together, but you guys, all of you decide that it's probably best that you try and do your best to like get out of here, and you're going to try and meet back and hold down, you're going to try and like hold down the fort and try and take the lead, because lots of Padawans are getting killed. Like, it's, there's lightsabers out, like, horrible things are happening. So, we will start with Master Jacob, who is literally right at their doorstep, already deflecting blaster bolts with his lightsaber.
Wow.
Taking cover. So, Master Jacob, you have two actions. What would you like to do?
Like to do a perception check.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your d20.
15.
So, you see, you can't even count how many troopers are pouring in, and they're just directing their attention to anything that moves, and especially anything with a lightsaber out. So groups of them keep coming in, and you just see there's one Jedi, like, deflecting bolts in multiple small little groups, like, just giving it everything they got. I mean, it's like, generating so much blaster fire that it's smoking. It's already, like, smoking and throwing sparks, and, like, things are starting to, like, catch fire. And you also notice it looks like three in the distance, mid-range, have their sights fixed on you.
Yeah, do you think I should retreat or should I try? Probably. I feel like if I try anything, I'll get shot down.
We don't want to lose you in the first round.
No. There is a young Jedi that needs a hand. I mean, there might be a way to save him without causing an injury to you or him.
I wonder if I should try, like, a repulse.
That would have to take a good roll.
Or would you want him to yell?
If you're going to use a force power like repulse.
This is already so good.
You could try a speed run, but if you're going to do a force power like repulse, you got to roll a 17 or higher, because he's not going to let you have it if you roll anything under a 17. Speed run, though. But I mean, and then what? You can't take him with you. It's not, you're not the Flash.
Well, saying, that's why I say you're not the Flash. Does he have, how good are his abilities?
He, I'm not going to tell you that.
I was going to say,
actually, I will tell you, since, what did you roll? You rolled a 15?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is pretty skilled, but he's very young.
Oh, just a young grasshopper.
We're all the masters.
He's old enough, he's probably not far off from being able to cut his braid off.
So, oh, you're so cute.
I wonder, then, if that's a hint that we shouldn't try to rescue him, could he potentially be...
But it's probably a trap at the same time. Like, this is where Jacob dies.
I think retract.
I think,
pulse.
I think, yeah, that, and then try
if you
to...
can, so you would have to...
Who cares about this other guy?
How far are you away
from him?
He can
help us later, though.
How far are you away?
What'd you say?
That's true, Sierra.
You said we're like right by each other, didn't you?
I mean, they're coming in. You've been trying to slowly retreat, but I mean, there's at least... I mean, there's got to be 50. There's got to be 50 in the Grand Hall.
How many? How
the Grand Hall is big.
How far is it between him and the other Jedi that needs rescue?
Pretty close to the entrance.
So we're talking.
We're talking like a like. It would. I mean, we're talking. It would. He would. It's either save them or flee.
And then if it's save them,
that means you have to roll good.
If you save them, you gotta stay and fight.
And that means
this
we'd all
your chance to get away.
But what, here's one other thing. Wait, one other thing. We all eventually will be making our way to the grand entrance as well.
Yeah, but a whole round is gonna go by before he gets to move again, and things are gonna progress in his situation.
Well, no, I think as the round moves, we'll be in the same time frame that he is. We're gonna be interacting at the same time.
That way, do you?
Why?
If you guys get back together, you'll be in the same time frame.
Okay.
But things can happen.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so things that he says, that'll happen.
But
so
if
he writes the narrative.
If he anyway. Retreated in, they're coming in, and then we're all trapped in there. I mean, eventually we're all going
to
be...
We're going to have to fight our way back out anyway.
Unless we all just...
And I look at it this way. Yeah. Not to be the kind of the douche, but the more lightsabers that we have in our group, the less likely we're going to die. Our odds go down. You got to think about that. So if we get save this Jedi and bring him into our group, less likely one of us. That's just one extra person to catch a bolt, you know, that was aimed at us.
You are
the dark side I sense in you. The time to make a decision has come. Are you going to save the youngling? And if so, what are you going to do? Or are you going to flee? Those are essentially your two options. Or you can do a perception check. Or if you get anything else in your mind.
Oh, God.
Those essentially are your only two options.
So you have unlimited options.
You have unlimited options.
I'm feeling crappy rolls, so I don't want to take a chance.
I know. It's so scary.
Yeah, these rolls have been so bad
really
already.
Even though he got a 15.
The young dude, though.
I know.
So our...
quit stalling, Master Jacob.
What we do depends, like, how many people we can affect depends on our role, I'm assuming.
Yes. The effectiveness of your power. This is already so good, dude.
Can I tell him to run and then run?
Yes.
I'm pretty good.
Hey, that's
skills.
A good idea.
Yes, there we go.
Are these are our only things we can do?
Unless you can give me a suggestion.
Can I do like a force shield?
You may not.
Oh, got shot down.
Can I do a move and run at the same time?
You may not.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm just going to tell him to, I'm going to tell him to run, follow me, and I'm going to go for a speed run.
Okay.
11.
So you sense those three guards that were far off watching you and approaching you. They circle around you, take aim. You close your eyes. They shoot at you. Simultaneously, and in one swift motion, you catch all of the bolts and perfectly reflect them back at them. After that motion, you shout to the youngling. You say, "Youngling, run!" And you can see there's other Jedi with the same idea going towards the training center, trying to just defend themselves. So, in that moment when you say "youngling," it catches his attention, and he gets shot multiple times.
I knew it.
By just
okay.
He was doing everything to hold on. And you run with the other Jedi. So, moving now to Master Syera. Master Syera and Master Aelai are at opposite ends of where all the ships are. So, you notice a Republic gunship with 501st circling in, and they're firing upon you with turrets. And there's no one else in there except for you. So they're there just to kill you.
Right.
So you're hiding. What do you do?
I would let... So while we're hiding, I would have to be perception check. Oh, no.
So as they're shooting at you guys, they shot, then they dropped off troops, and then it flew away.
So they're out there.
So yeah, like that's what's going to happen after you... You're still being actively shot at, but
right.
after you make an action, it will eventually go away.
Okay.
But it's going to depend on what you do next that decides
so
your fate.
I would like to do a perception check. How close are we to Jakob and everybody else? Am I... I'd also... Well, okay. I'd also like to notice what level floor am I on. Can I do that?
You may.
Okay.
So we'll give you like a general perception check. Are you guys okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to mess up the recording. I was just telling her what to do.
Oh, okay, cool.
17.
So, you guys have comms, so you know exactly how far away they are. It's, I mean, you're all very spread out. Also, there's three levels of the garage. Mm-hmm. There's a basement level, a floor one, and a floor two.
Oh.
You are on the top floor.
Oh.
So where he would be lower than us then?
Two levels lower. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, one level lower. Okay. Yeah.
What level is Jake on? We don't know yet.
You don't know? Well, he's on the main floor. He's on floor one.
Oh.
Okay. So him and Elijah.
What is your next action? You notice more Jedi start coming in.
Area.
To your area. And they're fighting alongside you.
We're all in like
a
line.
You're just spread across like trying to deflect blaster bolts basically.
Can I see Ally?
You can see her, but she's very small. There's a lot of ships here.
And with this, is there things I can run to try to hide to get
Yeah,
to
there's
her?
Like, there's ships that you can hide behind. There's all kinds of, like, things to hide behind for sure. There's Jedi you can meet up with. So yeah, you see Aelai from a distance.
Right.
She lights up her charcoal lightsabers. And she's just, like, mowing down the 501st. But
with blasters?
With lightsabers. Yeah, like, she's said to be, like, one of the greatest swordsmen.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, taking them down.
I will remind all you guys, we are the masters in the temple right now. We're on, you know, we're on shift. So...
We should be defending.
We should be defending our Padawans, because I feel like if we just cut and run and let our Padawans die, that'll play into our characters later on in the game.
So
we have a responsibility to protect our younglings.
Yes, that is true.
I think since you're so good off, I want to try to make my way to level one with him. I feel like this is dangerous. But, like, hide in stealth mode as I do it.
Gotcha. You just want to make a focused attempt to run down to the first floor.
Yes.
Okay, roll.
This is so scary.
Oh, 10.
So, you are deflecting bolts. Like, you realize, like, more and more troops are pouring in. More Jedi are coming out. But, like, you start to see, like, a lot of them are sucking. You essentially put your saber down and you say, let's go. And a few Jedi follow you. And as you're making your way down the corridors to the stairs and stuff like that, you deflect blaster bolts. You kill a few Jedi. Or I'm sorry, a few clones. Excuse me. One of your Jedi gets killed. So now you have a companion with you and you're just trying to make your way through. There was three of you. And you made it all the way down to the first floor. But you're
making
to,
your way downtown.
But you have, you hold your position, and you're just kind of, like, defending.
Okay.
Master Aelai, you are in open combat with the 501st Legion, and you're doing very, very well with ease.
Okay.
So combinations between saber parries and saber combos to interesting force choices, like putting, like, three or four... clones in an never-ending juggle to where they just basically juggle themselves to death.
What is he saying place. Right now?
And does she have? You said she has Ahsoka sabers. Is that what she
basically,
has?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. So you have a short saber and a long saber.
What? Are they attached?
No.
No, no, they're separate. So she's
oh, right.
She has a short one and a long one, so she can do parries pretty easily.
It's like a dagger one.
You have an actual dagger. Okay.
Yeah. But
that's how she uses it, is as a dagger.
Yeah.
And
so
I like that one to be double-ended, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
A double-edged dagger blade?
Yes.
Okay, you got it. Oh, you could throw it
like
a boomerang.
Dude, that's
dope. That's dope.
A throwing star.
Yeah. Like a ninja star, literally. Okay. So you all start communicating. You guys say Master Jacob says he is running towards Master Lijmid's position. Master Lijmid has already been welcoming people into the training center, trying to hide as many younglings as possible. Master Sierra is on the first floor. Master Sierra is on the first floor defending her position, trying to make her way towards the training center as well. Master Lijmid is just holding down the fort, and Master Ima is hiding in the library. But you all decide you're going
hiding
to be
like a mere coward.
Yeah, you're hot. you and the other younglings are hiding. No one's made it that far yet.
Okay.
Ma's like,
yeah.
They won't find us if they don't say anything.
Master Jocasta New, the librarian, is in there with you as well. And she's happy to help. But you all decide that you're going to try.
So you're like high up then if you're in the library.
No, the library has two levels. Like it is big, but she's on the first floor.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm on the first floor. Okay.
But there is a second level if you need there to be. You all decide you're going to try and defend your positions and slowly make your way towards the Grand Hall to escape. And for the life of you, you can't understand why there's not a Jedi with this legion of troopers.
Oh, jeez. Something's gone terribly wrong.
So you guys decide you're going to meet in the Grand Hall, and Master Lijmid says he won't really come out until you're all centered.
Okay.
What the heck? Why am I the one
so
in the back?
He's the coward.
What the heck? I thought he was with all the Padawans.
He's
like
protecting the Padawans.
Yeah,
you're just
trying to stay and protect the younglings.
Everyone's so
sing our happy song.
Somehow, though, you guys, Master Jacob notices that a legion of snipers, or not a legion, but like a small cadre of snipers, come in through the second floor window, and they're fanning out in the Grand Hall. Snipers.
Oh God.
Master Aelai.
Snipers.
Master Aelai, what would you like to do?
So you're fighting right now.
I guess I need to meet up with everyone, right?
Yep.
I just thought of something too. This might be helpful. With our perception checks, can we use our force powers like to sense things?
You sure can.
That's all I thought about.
That's good thinking.
Flop.
Reach out, feel.
Okay. Or should I meet with you guys first?
Whatever.
I would suggest reaching out first.
Okay, we're gonna do that then.
You wanna use the force to try and sense what's happening?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Go ahead and roll.
Cool.
Four.
So you reach out, you close your eyes, and you just see. You know, you're able to get in tune with the force. And where there's normally light around the Jedi temple, you now see tentacles of black overtaking the Jedi temple. And that's whenever you come out of it. You realize the Jedi temple is going to fall.
Oh,
wow. We need to get out of there physically.
Yeah, and save as many people as we can.
Yeah, get the Padawans ready.
That was an awesome
move. So, if he's gonna protect them, I'm gonna go to where he's at.
You want to flee to where he's at?
Yeah.
Okay, roll.
I'm gonna fight to get them out of there.
15.
So, every other Jedi in there the Jedi she took and the other ones that were there to assist you. You had three around you. They all die.
Oh, my God.
As you are fleeing, you're getting shot at by troopers. And you throw your double-bladed dagger like a saber throw. And you knock back a bunch of blaster bolts. And you actually get an entire... The ship that was bringing troops in, you deflect one back at him. And he takes down the entire ship.
Wow.
But as you're running away, as you catch your dagger, you are wounded. You're shot with a heavy blaster bolt, and you take 8 points of armor damage. But you're able... That's as you take it, and like you're like, ow! And then you just start running. And you're now in... You know, you're now running towards the meetup spot, the rendezvous. What?
Can we force heal?
You may not.
It's just armor damage.
It's just armor damage.
Oh, okay.
Was that your second move or your first move?
That was your second.
Okay.
So no, I said you took how many? 8 points.
Yes. So okay. She still has 32 points before she dies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you said six.
Six for what?
Six damage points.
Are you sure?
No, he said eight.
I'm pretty sure I said eight.
He said eight.
No.
Oh.
Right? Jeez.
Oh, I see.
No, he said eight.
Shut up, he said six.
After that, you notice that there's storm clouds approaching. Black storm clouds. Master Lijmid, you are at disadvantage.
Of course.
All of the younglings... All of the younglings are
screaming.
Kind of just really scared.
I made it though, didn't I?
Yeah, well, you're on your way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all the younglings are really like, the force is reacting very strongly in that room.
They're
based off of emotion.
They're sharing with emotion.
Yes,
okay.
And you can't help but like, it's kind of like impeding your ability to use the force a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like you know, you have to stay in there.
He put you in the hardest position.
So what do you want to do? You see, I'll give you general perception. You see way down, like you just see more and more troops flowing in.
Do I have an ability to close a blast door of any sort into the training room?
Yes.
Barricade myself in. Will that eliminate from my allies reaching me?
Yes.
Is there another way out?
Yes.
Is it a tough decision?
You got a bunch of children with you.
You know that you are directly below a, like, it's essentially like a stairwell. It's a stairwell that would lead you to the council room.
Okay.
Is he the only master with the padawans?
Lodge is the only one who knows what just happened.
Wait,
okay.
What?
Would you say?
I'm not repeating it.
I was coloring.
He said he's right below where the council room
is. There's a stairwell.
There's a stairwell, and he's
right
below
above
that. What does that mean?
Is that all he said?
Master Lijmid, you must make a decision.
I'm going to ask, how close is Eli away from me?
Okay.
Like what's the approximate distance? How long will it take?
Okay.
How long before she makes it, before the clones I see coming at me is going to make it?
That's what I was thinking. Maybe. Okay.
So roll for it?
Yeah.
17.
Woof!
So you know exactly where she's at. She tells you exactly where, and it's a good, it would be a good 15-minute walk.
So the 501st is going to make it to me before then.
This place is huge.
It's massive.
I didn't realize how big it was.
It's huge.
Shoot.
And where is Jake now? I missed where Jake went.
Whenever Eli was running out, though, she did meet up with...
So they're together.
Yes.
They're 15 minutes away.
Yeah, but they're like stopping and fighting and trying to help.
You said
15
minute walk. What about running?
Yeah, if you were running,
right.
If you were running and weren't going to be stopped,
We're gonna be
stuck. I mean, it's gonna take, basically you surmise it's gonna take an entire rotation.
What is the age group of the Padawans that I am? What's the age group and the ability range of what I have with me?
None of them have lightsabers yet.
So we don't. So let me see the map one more time. Jake, show me the map.
Oh, he has it.
Okay, so this is all the one, all one level, correct?
Where?
So this is, so I'm in the training room. The training room is in the same level as the grand hall.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jacob is retreating towards me.
Yeah. So Jacob, Master Jacob, is on his way to you from the grand entrance where you're trying to go and defend. And Master Sayera and Master Eli, they're on their way as well. Master Jacob is closer, but it would take an entire rotation for Sayera and Eli to meet, to get with you.
So are Sayera and Eli closer to Jacob?
There's a giant wall separating them. They're really far away from each other.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna reach out with the Force and see what I can learn, because that's the only option I can see right now, because I can't stand and fight. I can't make my Padawan stand and fight, because they have no ability to protect themselves. So okay. I'm just going to reach out with the Force.
Okay.
11.
So you do the same thing that Master Sire or Master Eli did. You reach out and you see a prism of light being punctured by tentacles. And it's completely engulfing the prism. And the prism begins to crack like glass. And you reach out and you're able to move past that. And you start trying to reach anyone you can think of. Master Yoda, Master Windu, Master whoever. And every time you try and contact one of them or make spiritual contact in any sense, you see a line essentially severed. Every time you try and get there. So literally you try and make connection after connection, you see a sever, a sever, a sever. And you hear the screams of people you know.
So
you try and stay in the astral plane, and you're able to make contact with Master Yoda, who tells you to fight.
Fear and darkness strike the heart of the Jedi Temple. Will our heroes prevail? Find out next time on Storytime, a Star Wars RPG podcast.